In my particular experience of patents, my first patent was the echoplanar imaging methodology with Mansfield that turned it into a technique that worked. And we patented it very early on, round about 1980. And a patent only lasts for about 18 years in the first instance. Unfortunately, the major applications of echoplanar imaging probably occurred after the patent ran out in 1998. So I didn't see the returns that perhaps I deserved, it was such a joy doing the work that it doesn't matter. Barry Chapman was one of the key people that contributed to the idea of actively shielded gradients. And it was simultaneously invented by scientists at General Electric. In actual fact, when it came to the court cases that tested the validity of the patents, it was the Nottingham Group that won, and they are recognised, at least financially, as the inventors of shielded gradients. Of course, what you get from a patent also depends on how many people you share it with. And also, you don't necessarily share it in equal proportions either. So you when you make a patent, I think you have to decide who came up with what proportion of the idea as well. So some people that maybe contributed got more money than others.